is we finally got an itemized list of the BOE actions of reductions of 50% increases, which covers 15,700 and some odd properties. So there's 725 pages when you count front and back of this. I'm fixing to have to assign five people. I don't know how long it's going to take them to do this, because prior to this, it's been done mechanically, basically, to make those changes. But now, to make the book solid for 2010, which has to carry the same BOE value, it's going to have to manually be taken out and put in my system to create the book. I'm just reporting to you that we're starting this process. We will have to pull off of our reassessment process for that time frame and just do this. I don't know whether to take the process of correcting errors that we might find. I know we had a BOE hearing last week where Cindy had reported some individual that didn't get their decrease versus their actual increase. I just started at the back. Going forward, I found two errors. Of the last three, that where a parcel actually got increased. And to add more confusion to it, these are what they call 25 numbers, and we actually gave a decrease to all the 25 numbers, which is utilities throughout the county, probably 50 properties, nothing to do with the basic assessment process. Those utility numbers are usually agreed and upon with the state. So I'm wanting to start the process. I'm ready to start the process to get my book closed for 2010, but I need a little bit of direction.
The 25 are locally assessed for all road utility real property.
Right, but I mean, what process did they have to get a decrease from the increase? It wasn't even nothing to do with, in fact, I looked at the last three properties, two of them actually got increased, and the rest of them didn't.
James,
so these are the things that I've got to, before we start, this is going to be very time consuming.
So your question is, I mean, if there's a mistake, we want to fix the correct the mistake. I mean,
right.
What's your question?
If we look at it that stringently, of trying to catch the error, intending to pass out this stack of stuff to five different people. They're going to go in and put the numbers in, basically as quickly as they can to finish it up. But if they have to go through and then revert back to last year and say, "Oh, here's one," stop and write a BOE report on it. An abatement report, this time, let's say this takes 3 weeks, it's all of a sudden going to take 4, 5, or 6 weeks. Right now, this stack is a data situation. But if we go back to correct the mistakes, mm-hmm. It's not a data situation anymore. We're really going to be reassessing this property.
Well, we can't do that, obviously.
Well, you're not. Reassessing, I wouldn't see it as reassessing. We're correcting errors, as we've already done a few.
That's fine.
What the BOE ordered to do, I mean, you're not reassessing, you're just correcting a mistake that was done through the process.
In data entry, if five people gets on this back line that tells them what to do, they'll just go through parcel this, do.
Right.
They're going to have to look at the whole statistic to see if the decrease hit or not, which we have it on here. We finally got this list made as of last night.
Mm-hmm.
it's going to take a considerable about more time of writing abatements to correct the ones that wasn't. Now, we may not find another one, but the last three properties, I just went to the back page and pulled the last three properties, and two of them didn't get their decreases. So they're in here. There's no doubt in my mind that the BOE was presented one last. A lot of people just paid it anyhow, has already paid their tax bills. But that is what I'm up against. I just want to make you aware that it's going to take a while, and like I say, we got to pull off a reassessment, and I'm assuming five people, I don't know how long it'll take to enter 15,000 properties, looking at each one individually. In the same process, then, we're going to have to return back to this process immediately in 2011 reassessment that we're halting and make the correction for 2011. I'm finishing the book right here.
Okay.
And I'm just making you aware of what's fixing to hit.
So not a question, you're just telling us what you did.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And do you want me to keep track of the amount of time it takes to do this?
I mean, it's not necessary for me. I mean, if you want to, I mean...
It's not going to the IS and say, do it. This right. Individually, manually, has to be done on every property.
That went through...
BOE.
That went through BOE.
15,700 and so on.
So when you're done, we can have Melissa run a comparable to see the ones that have been adjusted or that you're proposing to adjust differently?
I'm not proposing anything. This is what has been done. This went out on the tax bills.
So in other words, you won't do abatements...
I'll have to do abatements on the two of the last three.
But the BOE thinks you will not do abatements. You'll just make the adjustments.
We're going to make the adjustments.
Okay.
For 2010.
Right.
Okay.
And they have to carry 2009 by statute to the 2009 value.
Right.
So when you're done, we can have Melissa run a comparison between the end result of 2009 and when you say you're done, she can pull your data and run it against there, pull all the ones that you've changed. So we have a list of when citizens come in and say it's been increased from 2009, we can be prepared, or does that sound good? And we can explain why there was an adjustment. Because I'm just concerned that we cannot reassess in 2010. So if we were to pull that data and we have the written reason why you had to make the change, then we have the documentation.
I thought you were talking about utilities, though.
Yeah, this is just two pages of utilities.
Well, that's what I'm... Now, are there others? Were there going to be mistakes, or are you just going to have to pull the utilities and such things as utilities?
2320, they went to 2470.
Mm-hmm.
3800 to 4980.
They went up?
Yeah.
Okay. I know we'd certainly like to see those and try and figure out what happened in the programming. I know Melissa would like to see. I would imagine that she would like to see what happened. So
that's basically what I wanted to reveal to you, that that's what we were going to be starting, and it's not a simple process of making a motion and mechanical this time.
Right.
We have to enter it to close the 2010 bill.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I kind of got the word that you guys wanted me to explain to you why I had the $60,000 in my supplies and freight for my 103 account instead of the $35,000 that I'd put there. And I made a mistake in my calculation. That's why I came up with the $35,000. But I went back and pulled three comparable years and looked at those, and I think I had 45, 61, and either 75 or 78,000. And I went with the one that I felt that was most comparable at 60,000. So even increasing from 35,000 to the 60,000 for that line item, I'll still be $26,000 less than 2008 budget for elections.
Okay.
Any other questions on that?
We have budget discussions scheduled on Monday, I believe, most of the day.
That's not on the agenda. I would like to see it most of the day.
Well, I think
it is Monday afternoon, all afternoon.
Okay, let me look again. Let me look again. Yeah, you may have only seen 1 hour. I have 3 hours from 2 to 5. And we have Tuesday also, do we not?
Yes.
Okay, we may want to start a little earlier, but we've got a... Okay.
Anytime you want me here, that's fine. And if you guys feel comfortable, I have sent you those things. If you look at them on your own, that's fine. But I know as much stuff as you have going on, I feel like probably you may want to...
There's about three or four departments that I've just got some questions that we're going to talk about for some direction. Because I saw emergency, Chris Burnt had sent something.
I got responses back from three people when I sent out payroll.
Right.
As
we just need to make sure we have more enough time to talk about all this on Monday. So.
Before we did a little adjustment on that,
we can.
I see we got salary commission at 1.
We can't move that, but we could.
But that shouldn't take us.
We could do purchasing. What we could do is schedule 11:05 at purchasing, and when we're done with purchasing, we can jump right into budget discussions until we break for lunch, and then salary commission, and go jump back in there. We could probably gain another hour and a half.
That's what we need to do.
So I'll have them schedule the salary commission. No, I'm sorry, the budget meeting to start at 11:05 on Monday. And that way we'll table it and bring it back up between other meetings.
At 11:05?
11:05. That's okay. What we'll do. That gives us a lot more time and flexibility.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Good.
Did you have any other questions for me on that?
No.
All right. Thank you, guys.
I think that's exactly what we were trying to get away from a while ago.
Yep.
What I was wondering is why can't we put budget hearings immediately after?
You got to put a time on it, but we could just do, like Chuck said, a separate tab dash under purchasing budget hearing, and we can just go from one to the other and all that. But I'll make sure that they jump into 11:05.
Okay, here's my question: is why do we have to have a report from Bob? A report from, unless you've got certain issues that you want to talk to him about, because he's got 40 issues on there that he can be working on those reports. Why do we have to have, unless they just have a bid, why do we have to have purchasing?
She normally does. That's only, like, she didn't do anything Monday because she wasn't
prepared.
No, there wasn't anything to talk about.
Okay.
So I believe she's got stuff this coming Monday.
But immediately following, you're anticipating 11 o'clock, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm anticipating there's probably 10 minutes of discussion so that we can jump right in.
All right.
But we can all, if we just start looking at it a little closer, we can tighten it up based off our knowledge. I think Ms. Sheila White has something to address this week.
Not really. I had seen that Sid was on here, and I was going to try to make it down.
All we did is set up a hearing date.
Oh, okay.
And that's all we had. Our responsibility was to set a hearing date. We set it for January 11th at 9 a.m. All the legal paperwork is done, and they were waiting for us to do the date so Branson Creek could do the publications and all that. So all we were doing is setting a date.
So then, from what you're getting, do you think I'll definitely be charged with another SID? I need to know if I'm going to schedule my program or to change program.
Because all they're doing is changing the boundaries.
Are they going to charge the collector to collect it like the other SIDs are?
Probably, I would think. I mean, that's something Mr.
The guy
Paulson
stopped in after they had a meeting with you guys, a month or so ago, and they just stopped in and kind of vaguely said that they would get back, and I thought maybe this was that meeting.
No, they sent the paperwork over to Bob and to Donna, and I actually haven't seen the paperwork, and I don't know if you guys have seen it, but. Mm-hmm. Bob just made sure it was legally in order, but we haven't seen it.
And it's going to be headed Branson Creek.
Yeah, all they're doing is taking some areas out and adding some areas in.
Okay. In the past, the Branson Creek, when they developed that, they didn't want to pay the county the fee for running it through us.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite a bit. So they pretty much owned it all themselves, and they had like seven or eight. So they didn't use us.
Okay.
They did it kind of
the collections themselves?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. Well, because pretty much it was them paying the collection.
Right.
And they had to, supposedly were supposed to use us for bonding, mm-hmm. so they could get their bond, and they got around it somehow, which is fine.
Right.
But
I think they're using us for bonding this time.
Okay, but I kind of gather that maybe they've sold out now. I mean, they've sold more parcels, so more people are paying, so that the guys just said, implied that I'd be collecting one for them, and I'd hear more later, and so I thought this was...
If you want to wait till Monday, Bob has the paperwork, and he probably can. He's gone through it. He can probably answer those questions. Okay. I can't answer them.
Okay, but it's the Branson Creek.
Branson Creek, and they're taking some of the parcels that are... I mean, the infrastructure's done, so they're taking those out of the SID and adding some areas that are not.
Okay. But, thank you very much.
All right.
Okay. You got something you said.
Administrative
stuff.
There it goes. Piles and piles.
Oh, no.
And it all requires thinking. We'll go with the first one. We'll go with the easy one. Oh, it's easy. I'll go with the super easy one. Boyce, who has the contract for Coon Creek, wants to pave on Sunday. The specific bid forbids it without commission okay. Since I just got a note from Frank late last night after 5 o'clock, he didn't have time to post it, and Frank's gone today. So they just need the okay that we're not going to penalize them for paving Sunday in order for them to make their deadline because of weather. So we don't need a motion, but just need kind of a nod. Is everyone good with them paving Sunday?
Yep.
It's closed anyway. The road's closed anyway.
Frank called me and explained it.
So you're good with that, Danny?
And I'm all right with it.
Perfect. I just want to make sure we covered that. Next thing, transfer station. One of the action items that I agreed to was that the service of depositing versus having our employee deposit at the transfer station every day. Remember that conversation we had? Mm-hmm. We have been priced by a service for $20 a day they would charge us to do deposits. Knowing what our overtime rate is and all that, we're paying 15 minutes of overtime per day for the deposit currently. That's financially cheaper than $20 a day. But I wanted to report back to you that I did. It's $20 a service a day, and there you go.
And that was for, they would that was really up. Only for picking up the deposit.
Picking up the checks in cash and making it a physical deposit.
Carrying it to the bank.
That's all they're doing.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's worth it, but I wanted to at least say we did.
Right, good.
Next thing. You guys have made, this may be old news, but we haven't talked about it, and if we did, I apologize. I got a note from Miss Renee. I believe you know her. The parking garage elevator is broken.
Yes.
Cost repairs $39,376. She went and talked to someone with the associated with the ADA, American Disabilities Act, and said that because it's a private garage, and it's level parking for both, I mean, it's walk out for both sides, we don't need an elevator in there.
Right.
So her suggestion is, she doesn't think it's worth fixing, but wants our input. I also would agree that we don't need to fix it. There's no reason to, since it's walking out levels on both sides, so it's ADA compliant and accessible on both sides. So unless you guys want to, we could just leave it as is and say we're just not going to repair the parking garage elevator for $40,000 in a down economy.
I don't see that there's any
need for it.
Need for it at all. I mean, because the people that use it go over to the new building.
And the top floor goes to this building.
Top floor goes to this building.
Okay.
And the only question I had was our maintenance crew that has their shop down there, they're going to have to use the stairs all the time.
Right.
But that's not a problem for them.
No.
And
yeah, I thought they have a truck down there too. They load stuff in the truck and
right.
drive it out.
They got a bunch of stuff.
Mr. Strahan?
Yeah, and I want to make sure that it's blocked off, locked up, or whatever, so nobody can get in the stinking thing.
I will make sure I send a note to Miss Renee saying to please.
I don't care how they do it, if they want to hinge it or whatever. and make sure that no one can go inside there if we're not going to use it.
They turned the power off with the door closed. It ought to be simple enough, seems like.
Yeah, hopefully.
But yeah, good point. Long as it's safe.
Just to let you know, I think you guys both saw a little memo from Frank listing out all the action items from the transfer station. There was about five or so that was really commission-related. I got Jill in this morning and said, talked to Tim on the underage. I said, you know, and there's like five or things. I had Jillian just make contact with the different people. Okay. The hot water tank, talk to Renee. The electrical outlet, talk to Renee. You know, all those things. So,
good.
Just want to make sure that you knew that. Moving on.
Before you move on, do we want to ask, our recorder did not record that meeting. What do we want Jim to do for us as far as minutes?
What, if you want to, what about just having Frank submit for the meeting notes, the action items that Frank got out of that memo? And just that, this is what we discussed and came up with as a list of things to work on. And I have that list upstairs.
Not take the whole long list, but just...
Well, just attach that document and call it good.
To put the whole document in there?
Yeah, of action items.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Following action items were taken under discussion.
We're discussed, and the commission is considering.
Okay.
And no votes or motion?
No votes or motion were taken. Okay?
That's good.
We'll get that up, sir. That's a good call. All right. Now it gets a little bit more hairy. Please turn your mind back to September 8th, 2009. That was the day we did a walkthrough with Septagon. For Danielson. And if you remember, we had some invoices that were given to us from APAC and AirTech and Sweeper stating that we owed them money. If you remember, it was like $89,599.05.
How much again?
$89,599. Okay. That's what we were submitted by Nick saying we owed that. Well, we said we thought we paid some of it. So we went back and researched it. And we also said we weren't going to pay for things that weren't done yet. And we found out that we had actually paid APAC on the following day, so we knew we hadn't paid them. So what was left was the sweeper, the sliding door labor, and the booking key switches, that change order. Since then, those items have been installed and completed, so we actually owe those bills. And so we have a request for payment, a whopping, make sure I do my math right here.
This request came through Septagon?
Yep. They sent it to Nikki just yesterday.
Okay.
It's not in accounts payable yet. It's just, this is what we got. She wanted to make sure I talked to you guys before we did anything. $14,619.75. This would conclude the sweeper, like I said, the sliding door, and the booking key switches that we asked them to do. And this was over and above the change order that we did. So, since we asked them to do it, and it's a change order, I just want to get you guys' nod to go ahead and submit it through accounts payable to get it paid.
Yes. Go for it.
All right. That's the only thing on that. So I'll have... Nikki, submit that. Oh, yeah, I got a list of stuff down.
How did
good? I'm glad you're working.
How did they get a lien waiver signed if they had those things pending?
I don't know. But we did, remember? We had them all.
I know. But how did we, if we owe the money, how did we get a lien waiver?
Maybe they just thought we would pay. They thought we were good for our word. And we may want to call Renee in here. This is the carpet shop treads bid. And quite honestly, I don't know a whole lot what it says. I can tell you what it is. They're going to install 5 4-foot 6-inch treads and 8 3-foot 6 treads.
I've looked at that, and what it appears to me, there's an option of doing what you just said, or using a different material that would be all one piece at a slightly higher cost.
Because this is being spliced together.
Right. And when I read that, first thing I thought is, we got spliced over there now, and
we don't
like the idea of being spliced again. So
I would.
If we could get a look at the material to be sure it's not something that's just something we don't want at all, I'd rather pay the, I think it was $100 or something, higher cost.
It's $113 more to do the 7-foot treads in one piece. That's what it says here. Is that what you saw?
Yeah. That just makes sense to me. I mean, why give an opportunity for...
What do you think? But now this looks like it's, we're only dealing with these treads.
If I understood it right, it's all those treads, and then there's two round cornered on the stairs that we use every day.
Will they match?
Well, this will be separate, of course, and these up here, you got your regular stair things, and then at the top, at the landing, I guess you'd say they're just kind of a round corner molding, so they don't match.
Okay.
They don't match now. It'd be a different material.
Oh, it doesn't even match now?
No.
All right. Well, I'm good with going forward with this.
All right.
Are you good with that? So then we don't need a motion because it's within...
And that's going to leave, so you're not disappointed. My understanding, that's going to leave one tread over here that is not...
Pretty?
Yeah, it's got a defect in it, but... To fix it, we'd have to.
Is there any of this? Is this? Aren't these treads the same as that? Is there anything that we could patch?
No, I think they're different. I'm pretty sure they're different. Okay. But I don't think it looks bad enough to worry about the one that's left over here.
Okay.
Well, these over here look awful.
They do. That's a safety hazard too.
I hate to be a stick in the mud, but I'm going to go back to this deal of the sliding door business.
Yes.
The reason I want to go back to that is because there was a lot of discussion when those work change orders came in about that sliding door, when it was done, timing, who would do what. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what we agreed upon. What I can't figure out is why we would have lien waivers signed by the companies that we had paid and then receive a bill. That makes no sense whatsoever to me.
Well, I can tell you that Nick was told by the commission that we weren't going to pay the sweeper bill until they were installed, and the installation date took a while to coordinate. So, I mean, that is one thing he mentioned.
So they hadn't done it when the courthouse was complete, so they completed it, and now they're asking, so do we have a lien waiver for...
I can make sure Nick submits a lien waiver.
For this payment, you're saying.
Or yeah. If we have... I spelled that wrong. I spelled lien. L-I-E or E-I?
I think it's I-E.
That's probably right. Yep.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's a small amount, but it's the right thing to do. And if I got it pictured right, that's work that wasn't even in the contract.
Correct.
It was a change order or a whole other little deal. So that's why they did that first lien waiver evidently.
Okay. That's all I got.
Okay. Very good.
Are you gentlemen are aware with what I said to Randy that I am going to be calling John Heiser and talking to him about Ron Yarger's if he completed what he told Ron that he would do and on Shady Springs and Lightning Springs Road? And
no, you need to review me. I know you've worked on that a long time.
Well, Ron called me and he said he didn't even know he was talking to the same people. They were so cooperative. And
recently?
Yes. And Ron accredited it to the fact that we had worked with them on these other three projects. And so they were just said, whatever paperwork you need done, we're going to send that to you. We know your son has a bank loan that he needs to get approved with some of our paperwork. So whatever paperwork Ron gets, I'm going to ask John to send that paperwork to us also, which allows them to cross that portion of the core property. Before, there was a $500 charge a year for them to use
or something about that.
Yeah. So anyway, I told Ron, and he told me, he said, now, if this doesn't take place, which this week would have been this Wednesday or Thursday, he was looking for some paperwork. And I said, now, the Corps is slow about those kind of things. He said, believe me, he knew. He said, yeah, I know what you've been putting up with. He said, now, if I don't hear from them, do you care if I call them back? And I said, I would rather that you call them back now that they've talked to you and said they would do these things. But you just tell them that we want a copy of whatever your agreement is.
I'm fine with you. I mean,
that's good.
That's fine with me.
And then whenever I'm speaking with him, I'm going to ask him about this Yoakum Creek deal that Randy was talking about, and maybe one or two other locations to where we can continue when the boys aren't busy in that area, or if they're in that area and can't work on a project, they can go down and work on those
turnarounds.
Yeah, turnarounds.
I need to jump on a conference call.
Recess.
All right. Now I'm going to hunt Randy up and get him to notarize something for me.